Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hi, I'm Misha Brown, and I'm the host of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop. Each episode, comedians join me to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
Okay, so is this your office, your home? She's like, it's my house. Come in. I'm Janelle Gordon. I'm an intimacy tantric sex expert. So he's like, what is this, a sex room? And she's like, no, this is not a sex room. Brittany's like, it's about to be. I never felt prettier.
Okay, just some ground rules when we're here in the tantric studio. We're going to ask you to please refrain from shucking beans, Brittany. Thank you so much. We just have an insect problem. Also, I just want to say I work with couples just like yourself all over the world who are wanting to have better intimacy and better sex and more orgasms, right? So tell me about each other. I once pooped on a stingray. Okay, I think that we're done here. I'm not sure there's any help. Okay, thanks so much for coming by.
All right, let's find out what's going on in your relationship, okay? And then we're going to give you some tantric tools. Is there a special occasion? And Jax is like, well, you know, we're so busy. I'm just so busy. I'm so, so busy. I do things. I have a job. I have a business, wife, child. AMPM, AMPM. Okay, so Brittany's like, we need to move it up to the top, okay? Because I don't want to turn into roommates with me and Jax. I'm already wearing t-shirts with his picture and Andy Warhol style where he's coked out and probably just fucked one of his best friend's girlfriends. It's getting bad. It's fun, though. It's fun.
Okay, all right. Well, approximately how many times a week are you guys having sex?
Oh, it's been over a month, okay? I mean, it's been like twice in the past year. It's like real bad.
Okay, well, the more you talk, the more I understand why there's a sex drought. I get it. So how do we get back to, like, a magnetized state, right?
A magnet? I'm not metal. How'd that work, Janelle? Who's crazy, Jax?
I can't use magnets in anything on the inside because I got feelings. Pull my teeth right down my throat. So she's like, Jax, do you have any answers? He's like, And so Brittany's like, sometimes I wonder if Jax ain't attracted to me after having the baby. Which is actually super sad that she even feels like that. Jax is just an asshole, okay? He needs something more exciting. I don't think Jax is the person who can be, like, nice to anybody ever. I think that that's a huge boner killer for Jax.
Well, it looks like, to me, from your body language, you both are very open. You can see, like, I don't feel like there's cheating or weird stuff. It's just two dumb people in my office. That happens a lot. So Brittany's like, yeah, well, you know, we had cheating in the past, but we worked through it. He's like, before we were married, before. Never happened again, ever since. Never happened, never will happen. So it's like, why? I don't know why we're bringing it up. Not happening.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, well, he ain't cheating on me, that's for sure. And she's still saying that to this day in the after show and wherever and on her podcast or wherever. She's like, nope, never cheated. That's still her big thing. Like, I don't know what's going on with her, but I hate that she feels like this because she's very pretty. I mean, no matter what, Jax, even if she wasn't pretty, I wouldn't want her to feel ugly, but she is really pretty, and I hate that she feels like that. And listen, we're dudes. Like, dudes should always make you feel hot. We will fuck. Dudes are down to fuck. Okay, let me just say, dudes are down to fuck. And if your husband isn't fucking you, go find one that will. Go find some other one. Go find another husband that'll fuck you.
That's right.
Find someone else's, okay? If your husband isn't working out, get under someone else's. Just kidding. I'm just under this whole Michelle storyline.
also, maybe a husband who treats you with respect. So Janelle's
And get a better, make better choices in general. Okay, you know what will make you feel sexier? Better choices.
Janelle's like, so why do marriages end? Well, they don't end for lack of love. Although, I guess one could say for lack of love. I'm like, what do you mean they don't end for lack of love?
Literally,
have you met the people on this show?
Literally every marriage I've ever known that's ended has been because of a lack of love. So not sure where this lady's coming from. But, you know, there's someone who doesn't make their bed before she has people over. So
I know. And Jack says, people are lazy. She goes, exactly. Even though I didn't make my bed for national TV. You know what? But people are they just don't want to fight for it. I said, yeah. Like not wanting to fight for it, swap marriages. And Jax is like, well, I mean, they just thought like, well, it didn't work. So let's just give up. And Brittany's like, no, some people do, but a lot of people don't, you know? She's like, yeah, they don't want to do the actual work. So we're going to do the actual work, which is that you're going to look at each other now and hold each other's hands. Congratulations, you just did the work.
Okay, now be careful, because this one's a lot, okay? Look into each other's eyes. This is called soul gazing. Face each other, touch knees. Brittany, why are your hands turning black and crinkling up? Brittany, your face is melting. Brittany, okay, stop staring in his eyes. Her head shrinks. It's like down to this.
She saw
her head
much.
Shrinks to this big and just has that big bald ponytail hanging down.
It's like at the
help
end.
Help me back. I don't feel burning right now. I don't feel burning.
It's like the end of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
I drank from the wrong gray. Yale. I learned a long time ago not to stare at him in the eyes. I should have known better.
Damn it. Stop looking at Brittany, Jax. We need her head to grow back.
It's like The Ring. The little girl from The Ring just crawls out of Jax's eyes.
Hey, you!
So Jax is like, Brittany's been my rock since day one. Like, this is my wife. This is like my partner, my best friend. Like, you know, this is my soulmate, you know? Like, it's such an honor. When I cheat on her, I'm like, wow, I'm not just cheating on anyone. I'm cheating with my soulmate. That's amazing, man.
So Brittany's like, I mean, I think he tries to put on front like things aren't as bad as they actually are. You know, like when he comes and says to everybody, marriage sucks, or marriage is hard, or I hate marriage, or when he got me that Valentine's card that said, please die. I mean, he's just always pretending things are fine, and they are. They're fun. They're fun.
Jax is like, quiet. Your inner monologue's too loud. Cruz is trying to study.
Tell your inner monologue to shut up.
So Janelle's like, do you feel connected to him? She's like, yeah, that felt real good, except for the staring into his soul and realizing there's just pools of darkness.
Yeah, it was really sad because you could see the disappointment on her face when she's like, that was it. That did nothing. You know, like I really thought your unmade bed was going to be magic. And here's another thing that didn't work. Thanks. And she's like, yeah, I can tell Jax doesn't appreciate me anymore. He doesn't lift me up. He doesn't put me on a pedestal. He don't make me feel good about myself. I mean, I used to be the blue cheese to his wings. Now I'm just ranch left in the fridge.
So now we go to the bros going bowling as Jax and Jason and Luke. And Jax and Jason are hoping to have some sort of like intervention where they tell Luke, hey, your girlfriend is a liar. So they're bowling, and Jax is like, hey, you know I haven't talked to you in a couple of days, Luke, and I've had a lot going on, like, to wake up. So anyway, but that dinner went south so fast. Like, this is not healthy for anybody, and, like, regardless, this is not good. And Luke's like, yeah, no, I totally agree. Like, okay, well, I don't think you've done anything aside from defending your girlfriend, right? But we need to let you know, like, and then Jason does this whole thing about, like, you know, Bonnie and Clyde didn't have to be Bonnie and Clyde. Like, Clyde could have told Bonnie, don't rob that bank, make better choices. They could have had a nice
life. Why are you blaming Bonnie? Who blames Bonnie? I've literally never heard that. I think Clyde was probably the mastermind. Why is it like Bonnie dragged him into everything? That is so this
show.
Who
is questioning Faye Dunaway? You're not going to question. Faye Dunaway calls the shots. Someone just sent me a clip of Faye Dunaway this morning of her trying. Yes. Of her trying to recite like a line, and then she gets messed up, and then she basically, Faye Dunaway is it, and basically says, could you get out of here? You're in my eye line. It's great. She's great. You're not going to question her.
No, she used to go to the Starbucks on Fairfax that I lived right by in a big giant sun hat, and everybody was terrified of her, and I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is life. This is living, being living right down the street from Faye Dunaway's Starbucks.
Because I think she lived up there. I think she lived on Fairfax. Yeah, she lived down the street. Right? I used to see her at the frozen yogurt place, and she would pull up. She had like a white, like, Toyota, and she pulled up, and she got like this big ass. She would go. There was a frozen yogurt place called Angelina that used to be on Santa Monica Boulevard, and I just remember she got like the 28 ounce, like the just the biggest ones. Like, I'll take 28 ounces of plain, please. And she would just get it and just leave with this giant container of plain frozen yogurt.
Okay, so yeah, he does the Bonnie and Clyde thing, and basically blames Bonnie for everything, stupid Jason. So then Luke's like, wait, why are people still backing Jesse? What are we talking about here? And Jason's like, well, look, his family's been under attack by your girlfriend for the last month. And listen, when Kristen was yelling at Jesse, she said something along the lines of he wants to divorce Michelle. And Jack's like, which is not true. That's not what was said at all. And I know as a very busy person, I'm a person who does a lot of things. And Luke's like, well, the only thing I said was after daddy daycare thing was that Jesse said jokingly, I don't think it's going to last another 6 months. So... And Jason's like, okay, but then Kristen took that information that you gave her and she twisted it and it came out of her mouth as Jesse wants to divorce Michelle and Janet hasn't been able to stop air crying ever since.
And they're like, don't you see she twists stories? And Luke's like, I mean, I think that like when she's triggered, she just says something and like literally doesn't remember. And Jack's like, see, there you go. You just said it. He's like, well, you know, she messed up. And he's like, yeah, but Kristen is like a known liar. She's a known liar. And Luke goes,
Jax, really? How's hockey social media going?
I know. And Luke literally goes, you're a self-described pathological liar. And then they show a clip from 2015 of Jax, like, Andy saying, hey, are you a pathological liar? He goes, hey, I mean, I think everyone lies now and then, right?
And Lisa's like, no, they don't. So Jack's like, that was a decade ago. I mean, what have you done a decade ago? Probably not things that you're proud of either. So, I mean, look, there's times I fucked up. You know, I was a terrible person. Now I'm a busy person. I'm a busy, busy person. I do so much now. I'm so busy now.
And then Jax trots out his well-worn monologue, which the show is happy to point out. He's like, guess what? I grew up. And then it's like 5 weeks ago, I've grown up. And then I turned 40. I got married. I bought a home. I worked my ass off to get to where I am right now and have a great wife, a great home.
I started a business. I got a building. I'm building a business. And I got everything in the world that I could possibly, everything. So Jax is like, you know, there's got to be a point in your life where this clicks. You're with Kristen, and she needs to learn that you can't just be a piece of shit forever. At some point, you have to pretend to be less of a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It's called a story arc.
Jason's like, put yourself in Jesse's position. Don't you kind of feel like you would think, like, if you were him, like, that Kristen's trying to ruin your life? He's like, no, I just think that, like, you know, he has a lot of stress, and like, I do empathize with him, you know, like, he hasn't seen a boomerang in like 3 years. It's weird, and like, his reactions have been like over the top and unacceptable at times, but I understand him being triggered by anything being said about his family. I do. I was like, wait, where did this Luke come from? He hates Jesse, and now all of a sudden he's sympathetic to Jesse and like taking these guys' side against his own girlfriend.
Well, because they're using the language that he has learned. So Luke is new to the whole LA lifestyle, right? And so he has been brainwashed by Kristen language, which is triggered. So if you're triggered, you can get away with everything because you're triggered and your feelings matter, okay? So now they're saying Jesse was triggered by the stuff that she's saying. And so he's like, oh my God. So now Jesse wins because Jesse's triggered. You know, he's still new. He can't choose. He just hears triggered and he chooses a side. That's it.
Yeah, and I think that I think he's also probably pissed because he told Kristen something and then she twisted it and turned it into a whole thing. So now he's like actually upset. So he says he's going to go talk with her, and he's like,
"Or that? Oh. Yeah, that's much more logical."
He's like, you know what? I'm in no way defending Jesse, but I'm not blind and deaf. And I'm going to see what's going on. It's frustrating. I want to have Kristen's back 24/7, but I just want to get over this. Just get past it.
He knows they're right. And when he says things like, you know, but Kristen was triggered, and that's what she does. When she's triggered, she twists things and she lies. It's like, you know that that's going to be her excuse when she murders you, right? He triggered me. And then he just ran into my knife.
He ran into my knife 10 times.
He had a caca. He had a caca. So now Nia and Danny go on a double date with Michelle and Jesse. And they're all sitting down making small talk, and Jesse asks if they've picked out a house because Danny and Nia want to move out of their shoebox of an apartment. And so Danny is, well, it's especially shoeboxy because they've got like 3 kids. And so Danny's like, hey, well, you know what? It's time to move. We are bursting at the seams. And she's like, yeah, well, Michelle and I had talked like a while ago about the house situation and kind of looking for places and things like that.
And she wants to move like Miracle Mile, West Hollywood. And he's like, honey, no, Santa Clarita, am I right? Come on. Oh, so the drinks come and they all cheers. And Danny and Nia do this cheers where they stare at each other. And they're like, cheers, stare, kiss. And he goes, yeah, that's our thing. And Jesse and Michelle are like, gross. Yo, we don't like, do that. What? Please don't look at me. Every time he looks at me, I need to drink, okay?
Jesse's like, why do you guys keep on kissing? It's like you're kissing and then you pull back and then you kiss and you pull back. Oh, our thing is also we do real life boomerangs. Is that a trigger for you by any chance? So Danny really wants to move to Santa Clarita. And
Shame. So go ahead. I said pause for Ben to Santa Clarita shame.
You know, I mean, Santa Clarita, there's nothing inherently wrong with Santa Clarita. It's just pure suburbia. But what's wrong is when you're trying to be on the show and you're going to move way up there, like past Magic Mountain, which is an amusement park. It's not an actual mountain that's magic. There is a Red Lobster up there, which is good in Valencia. But that's like, it's so far, and you're going to, the cast is going to have to go all the way up there, and then you guys have to come all the way down. And don't give me any of this bullshit of like, well, without traffic, it's a 25-minute drive. I know where Santa Clarita is. It's not a 25-minute drive. Everyone's going to resent you. Nia, clearly, if Nia's talking that she wants to go to Miracle Mile or WeHo, that is, it'd be one thing if she was like, I want to go to Granada Hills. And it's like, well, what about Santa Clarita? It's like, okay. But they are not on the same page. This is a huge red flag in their relationship to me. She wants to be in the city around exciting things. He wants to be near Claim Jumper.
Well, guess what? No matter what page they're on, they are figuratively on the exact same page. And that page is covered in baby spew. Okay? So
yes.
I hope they figure it out because they're fucked now. So they talk about minivans and then they talk about Santa Clarita and it just all makes me want to die. So Danny's like, but you in Santa Clarita, you can get a 5-bed, 4-bath, massive backyard for 1.2 mil up there. And Nia's like, yeah, it's like 1 million miles away. So it's $1 per mile, basically. I just don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, but Santa Clarita, the crickets at night, the tree frogs chirping. They say that when God wakes up in the morning, the first thing he sees is Santa Clarita.
So Nia's like, okay, you know, we'll just look, whatever. So they're just talking about this. And the producer's like, are you guys maybe on the same page? What about budget? And Nia goes, what budget? Your man is a under 5 voiceover artist, okay? The voiceovers that there's no shame in voiceovers. It's like my dream. But he didn't even mention the big ones. I mean, he's doing under 5s on The Walking Dead as the zombies.
So then Jesse's like, so here's an interesting thing for me. We talked about it a little bit today. Kristen, she's attacking our family every single week. And Michelle's like, specifically me. I want to say that I feel naive because a lot of people warned me about Kristen. And I'm now like, have more of an understanding that what every single person has told me. And I'm like, holy shit, how did I not see it?
And she's like, and Nia goes, you know what? I'm just like so postpartum hormones that I just like, I hate this, but like, I cannot listen to this. This is like, I'm hurting. Did you hear Minivan in Santa Clarita? I'm dying inside. I cannot listen to you talk about Kristen for 5 more goddamn.
It's like, whoa, she's whoa. Like, whoa, can we get the woman some cheesy rolls, okay?
No, good. It reminds me of Santa Clarita. Don't do it.
She's having a hard time with the postpartum. She's like, no, I'm in a great mood. I just don't want to go to Santa Clarita.
It's not postpartum depression. It's pre-Clarita depression.
I know. So Michelle's, you know, like holding, like Michelle is comforting Nia the way that Michelle can, which is to clasp her hand and stare at her coldly. So Michelle's like, it's okay, you can call me anytime. Honestly, I will bring you a smoothie, maybe not to Santa Clarita, but I'll bring it as far as Burbank.
I will hug you with words about how much of an asshole Jesse is. Please stop! I can't take it! She's basically like, I cannot take on your all's negativity.
She's like, I'm dealing with positivity. Real shit.
Okay. Yeah. She's like, I'm dealing with real things. I just left a party because my boobs were leaking. Can we just please? So Michelle's just looking at her like, what the fuck is wrong with this lady? You know? So then we go to Jackson and Brittany have a date night. Oh my God. It's if you thought it wasn't getting more depressing than minivans in Santa Clarita, here it is.
Yeah, exactly. So they're packing up for the date night and Janet and Jason will be coming over to babysit. And Brittany's like, oh, Jax finally set up a date night, which I'm like super happy about, but he waits until my mom leaves town and schedules an overnight date night. Like the whole reason Jim's here is to watch Cruise. I mean, I'm just hoping that this date night's great. And it kind of like helps us get back to our, you know, romantic side.
So then Janet and Jason come up to be like wacky babysitters. And she's like, look, Cruz, there's Jason. That's your babysitter for tonight. And Jax is like, one shot. You can have one. All right. Yeah, I mean, you're going to watch my kid. You can have one. You're going to need one. You want a line? Did you bring one? Do you have a line? I'm just kidding. Do you know your line? I don't think I have. Do you have a line? Let's do it off Cruz's ass. Get him over it. Cruz, I'm kidding. Shh, Brittany, shh. Just kidding. Do another one. Go ahead.
And the producer is asking Jason if he has any experience with babies and young kids. And he's like, not really. I mean, you know, the whole baby holding thing, like when I think of it, the cost benefit analysis, like worst case scenario, I drop this baby. Best case scenario, I'm just holding a baby. So I don't really understand why anyone wants to hold these babies so badly. And I was like, thank you, Jason. You are now an early nominee for Bravo Celebrity of the Year. You have now read my mind completely. Thank you. Thank you for articulating it and putting it on TV.
But also stop splooging in people. You know what I mean? Like, they're your too. Limits.
And that too. Get limits. A plant.
We've got enough emotionally fucked people in this world without a new father being like, fuck babies, am I right? Like, who needs them?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge. and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, The Competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
So then we see them trying to take care of Cruz, and basically Cruz running from one room to another and then to another room and then crying.
Me in a fetal position watching this.
Uh-huh. You're in the fetal position?
You know, I'm like, I need to go to brunch with gays.
I mean, this is my favorite kind of kid. He just tires himself out. Run. Here's some scissors. You know, make yourself useful.
Tucker yourself out.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile, Luke sits down with Kristen. They need to have a talk. Capital T. Just like the TV show that was canceled. So Luke is like, after you make your drink, will you come sit down on the couch with me? I got to tell you something. I put out a towel so that way when you sit down, you don't spill it everywhere. Okay. Thank you. All right, I'm going to come sit down. All right, well, it sounds like a bomb just dropped, bro. Feels heavy. Feels weird. Scary. Caw-caw.
Well, Jax and Jason at bowling, they were like, people don't want to be around you, and people are afraid of, like, allegations that aren't true, and they're coming out of your mouth when you're triggered. She's like, okay, you just said triggered. That was triggering. He's like, well, you know, I'm talking about the claim that Jesse wanted a divorce in the next 2 months. That's not something I ever said, Kristen. She's like, well, hold on. Let me move my head into 19 different positions so I can answer this in a way that you can understand. Okay? You said, I actually lost my place on the page. You said he's planning on leaving Michelle in the next couple of months is what you said.
Just want to point out that doing Kristen impersonations on this show while reading notes is our equivalent of doing Cirque du Soleil. It's like requires a certain amount of like coordination to like keep your oh, seriously? Luke is like, no, I said he doesn't see it lasting more than the next couple of months, and I didn't say he wanted a divorce. And that's kind of, I think this is where people are calling you a liar, okay? Is that a word is changed and that has different implications. Look at Jill. Look, she's just shaking her head because she knows Jill hates you. Okay, well, fine. Okay, all right.
God, Jill's leaking. Damn it, Jill! Did you eat a flower? All right, we'll take care of that.
Well, I heard that Jill's leaving you. How about that, Luke? No, I said we're going to dinner tonight. We're going to leave Jill behind. Oh, well, fine. End of story. Fine.
So he's like, you know, and where people are calling you a liar is because a word changed and then that has different implications. She goes, oh, okay. Okay. Then. Well, I mean, I agree. End of story. And I'm sorry. And that's me being completely honest, and I'm not going to yell at you later. Once the cameras are gone, I'm totally apologizing because that's how I am. And that's how I roll. I'm very mature now. So, right. Okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to, again, I need you to study your head there. Do you follow that, like, when a word or two is changed, it can change the whole meaning? Words are hard. Words are hard.
Words are hard.
Fuck you. See, like, why are you saying that? I love you. See, words, you can't just change out a word. You can't just change out a verb. They're hard. Words are hard.
He's like, this is a really low spot for our relationship. because it doesn't feel good seeing her so stressed out and upset and anxious. None of the happy-go-lucky Kristen. It's like, it's all gone. It's like her flame's out.
Can you remind us what happy-go-lucky Kristen looks like? Because I'm not sure we've seen her in 10 years on Bravo.
This is Kristen out. Okay, this is Kristen. You know the sound when you're trying to turn on the gas stove, but it's not lighting, and it just goes... That's Kristen. There's no light. Do you understand? She is the gas click.
I am happy-go-lucky. Oh, what a beautiful evening.
No, it's morning. Words matter.
Caw-caw. Oh, what a beautiful sidewalk. I got a beautiful acid wash jeans. Everything's going my potato salad. I'm going to wash that blood right out of my hair.
Kristen, you just turned Oklahoma into a serial killer musical.
Oh, I'm sorry. I take responsibility. I was triggered by the corn scene.
Hi.
Sorry, Britt.
That was a cake pop.
Sorry.
So, Luke's like, okay, well, how do you feel?
I accept that the way, I'm going to do slow nods to show that I'm serious. But the way that I heard something and the way that I repeated it may not have been correct. And I'm not doing a but whatever. I'm not doing a but however. However, you know exactly what the fuck you're doing, okay? And when you are terrified about skeletons that you have, all you gotta do is push it. Okay, let's bring in, let's bring in her ex-boyfriend. How about bringing that? Why don't you terrorize Kristen Doty? How about that? Caw-caw, caw-caw, caw-caw.
They know what they'd love that. However, they know what they're doing.
But yes, Kristen. Not gonna do a however. There she is. When she said, I'm not going to do the but or a however.
However.
And Luke's like, stop. Let's stop talking about other people's skeletons. Just own it, okay? Just say, I shouldn't have said that. I messed up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just,
oh, hold on. I'm not going to say however, but I'm going to put a solidly placed, oh, God. I mean, I feel like that's all I say is I'm sorry.
And he's like, no, you don't say it that way. You say, I'm sorry, but, and that's not taking complete ownership for it. And I think if we're going to move forward, that's something that can't keep happening, Kristen. And she's like,
if we're going to move forward, if words matter, words are hard, matter. If like, are we a fucking joke? Like we're planning a family. We're planning a future. We're planning a milkshake. Wrong word. My bad. Child.
When we work past this. When? Don't freak out on me right now. And don't freak me out. And he's like, do you agree that you do that sometimes? She says, yes. So I think that we've nippled this in our buddies. He's like, words matter, Kristen.
Okay, fine.
I can't do this with you right now. I mean, you're putting me in a bad spot. Okay, honestly, you're putting me in a bad spot by continuing to double down on these things, and I feel like you're not even listening to what the real issue is. I'm like, a bad spot. Dating Kristen is a bad spot. You signed up for the bad spot.
You just got electricity last month, sir. You don't have running water. You live in a bad spot on purpose.
You wedged your SUV. You wedged your Suburban. You wedged your Chevy Tahoe into a compact car spot. You put yourself in a bad spot.
Yeah.
So Luke's like, you know what, Kristen's, you're not having a conversation. This isn't a conversation. It needs to be a back and forth. Me lecturing you, you saying I'm sorry, a back and forth.
And she's like, well, what do you want me to say? And he's like, we have to have progress. She goes, okay, let's get through it.
I can do this. I am sorry that everybody tried to turn you against me at bowling. You're never bowling again. Sorry, words matter.
You know
words
what?
Matter.
This isn't a situation where I say, I'm sorry. However, how? Ever think about this thing? Two different words.
So he's like, yeah, I can't get through her. I can't get through to her at all. So now we go to Jackson Britt's date night. So... Did we already say Jax and Brittany's date night?
Well, they were getting ready for the date night, and now they're on the date night.
When I said that there are worse things than minivans in Santa Clarita, I meant Jax and Brittany, not Kristen and Luke.
This show is basically a sitcom. It's like, okay, we have our first set is Jack's Brittany's house. The second set is the Mondrian. So now we're back at the Mondrian. So Jax and Brittany go back to the Mondrian and she's like, oh, Jax is like, look at that door, penthouse. She's like, oh, penthouse, baby, this is cute. So
and
they
know
go
that
in.
He got this for free for filming at the Mondrian for that stupid hair loss party. It's like poor Jax, poor Brittany. It's like her date night is just whatever Tuesday night Jax could get for free from influencer night.
Yeah, seriously. So they're looking at it and everything, and they're like, oh, this is cool. And Jack's like, oh, does the TV work? I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I'm really paying attention to you tonight. She's like, I've got my gold diokes. And he's like, you know, I've heard stories about this happening where it's like, you know, marriage, you know, you lose that spark by like, I'm like, oh, that's not going to happen to me. And then it did because I started fucking other girls at the MPM. I just think the pressure's on me.
And there's flowers all over the bed. She's like, look, there's flowers on the bed. Oh my God. Can we get over the flowers on the bed? I feel like this is the only show where that actually happens. If I saw fucking flowers on my bed, I'd be like, I hope you have a dustbuster because I'm not cleaning that shit up. Who puts flowers on my bed? I made that bed today. I paid a cleaner to come in and change those sheets. Now you got fucking flowers. If there's a tiny bug in my bed, I swear to God, you won't let me eat a Ritz with peanut butter in my bed, but you'll put fucking organic things from outside. Great. Great job.
If I see flowers on my bed, I'm just going to be like, please tell me Jill's not anywhere nearby.
Because otherwise, we need to. You hear Jill's stomach gurgling all the way from the valley. The scene comes on.
Jill's like, can't resist eating flowers. Jill's like, they taste so good. You know, Jill to other dogs, Jill is like the dog who is lactose intolerant. You know, it's like, Jill, you want some cheesecake? I would, but you know, my stomach can't deal with it.
Jill.
That's what like,
but then she eats it anyway and ruins everybody's night. Like everybody
Jill,
has
why
to go
did
home
you eat the cheesecake?
Early. Fucking Jill.
Except that's a rose.
Yeah. Yeah, they've lost their spark. So she's like, what do you got playing, Jayux? And he goes, you're looking at it. We got a beautiful chef coming to make us dinner. And she's like, oh my God, they're going to make it here? Oh, how fancy. Yeah, anybody need help picking sprinkles off anything?
So meanwhile, back at the house, Jason and Janet are babysitting Cruz, and Cruz is running all over, and they are exhausted. And Janet's like, we are Cruz's bitches tonight. But it's also good because I've been able to gossip with that baby all night long. It's the best night I've ever had.
So back at the hotel, Sushi Lux comes to prepare their meal. And Jack's like, it's amazing, right? It's like fish. But it's not cooked. Like, people eat it raw with rice. You like rice, right? I asked them to wrap mine in a hot dog bun. They said no. I'm fucking fired. I'm so busy. I have so much going on, Britt.
He's like, no, I know we're a long way from that apartment, but like way over here. Look, that was the old apartment there from Koreatown. Remember? Hey, you excited about the bar opening? And she goes, yeah. But I mean, of course, but like, I just want to make sure you're not like there 24/7 like I am, but you am. And he's like, oh, no. I mean, I'm not going to be there 24/7 because I'm like way too busy. Like I'm so busy. I can't go to work. I'm so busy. So like, but I'll be there probably like 3 days a week or something like that, you know, or two or one or. Probably won't ever go, but, you know, I'm just so busy, you know?
Yeah, just every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Bye. And he goes, you know, and I just want you to know, like, having more kids, that requires more work, and we're opening up a bar, and, you know, you're trying to add another kid to that. And she's like, well, the bar's going to come second to another child, right? And he's like, I mean, I got to work. I work so much. I mean, all this not work I'm doing for the bar is really intense. Like, so many people on the bar that aren't me that are like expecting me to do so much of nothing that it's really hard keeping up with all of the nothing that I'm supposed to. You know, hair loss. Like, I mean, I have to lose hair for that. So it's rough.
Hi, we both will work, okay? But we already said we're going to have another child. So are we starting to say that, like, we are starting and, like, we are trying to have that other child soon?
And he goes,
and she's like, well, we had to play, and that's what was happening. And why in the world is he doing this to me? I can't. It's almost like he would lie to me. I never saw Jax Taylor lie to anyone before in my life.
Brittany, Jax does not want another child. He's telling you what you want to hear, so you'll shut up. And now you're trying to make him do it, and so he's opening, quote unquote, a bar so he has somewhere to escape to every night. What are you not getting? Like, you need a better gay. You need a gay to explain to you what's exactly what's happening. And Jax probably, why would you want to have another baby with Jax? How many times do you need to run into the same brick wall?
So Jax is like, well, obviously Cruz needs like a little bit more attention, like right now. And like with this verbal, I'm just like worried, like all this, like bringing another child into the world, is it going to like take away from the focus that we need to put on Cruz right now? So he's just coming up with excuses, and now he's going to blame Cruz for this. And Brittany's like, well, Cruz is going to always have what he needs. And I'm upset that you're making me feel like that I'm not putting Cruz first, which I've always put Cruz first. Okay, girls, not. But by the way, I'm fully on her side about this. Is bullshit. Like, you can have, you know me, I can't stand kids, so I'm never going to advocate for more kids on this earth, much like you did earlier this episode. But if you are actually trying to have a family, you can have a second child. It's not going to take away from the first child's, you know, development, etc., etc. I mean, well, no, am I gonna get in trouble with parents now who'd be like, how could you say that? You don't know what. I'm just gonna say, I don't know why this is such a zero-sum situation. Either he works at the bar or they have a kid. Aren't there a lot of people who have kids and work at the exact same time in life? Don't they
usually
go together?
He does not want another kid. He was looking for an escape hatch. He does not want a kid. That's it. I mean, I don't know. Here's the thing. I think he's led her on and told her they're going to have this big family and they're going to do this. And she wants kids and he's going to do it. And they're going to do it. And now he's trying to back out. And yeah, that's shitty. But at the same time, you should. I don't even want you to have kids if you want to have them. I certainly don't want you to have them if you don't want to have them. And when you know your husband's going to be gone at the bar, like, what kind of kid is that going to be? That's raised right by a bar, you know? Like, well, actually, I was raised by a bowling alley, like, bar. And look at me. I'm doing like great. I'm doing great, guys. But you know what I mean.
But like, by the way,
I don't know. I don't like being on Jax's side at all about anything. Here's the general advice, though, is if somebody doesn't want to have a baby with you, don't have a baby with that person. Please do yourself a favor. Find someone else to have a baby with. There's plenty of them out there. Lots of sperm.
Brittany's insecurities are also coming out here, because when he's like, you know, if we are to take what Jax is saying at face value, which I hate to do, but if he is and says, like, if he's like afraid that Cruz is not going, he's going to fall behind with his development timeline if there's another kid. Brittany being like, oh, wow, you're saying that I'm not putting Cruz first? He actually didn't say that, but I think that's her insecurity in this situation, because he comes down on her so hard. So now her insecurity, I think, is really triggered. So now she's really getting upset. And so she's like, she's saying how she cares about, you know, Cruz more than anything in the entire world. And he's like, I never said that, Brittany. And now you're going to, oh my God, now you're deflecting. Now you're going to other things. And I said, if another child comes into this world, if words matter, just want to say, words matter.
But I live for my kid. I live for him. And literally the only thing I even care about in this world is him. Okay.
And he's like, oh my God, don't cry. There's no reason to cry. Okay. It's the alcohol crying. That's the alcohol crying. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, that makes me sad.
And he's like, well, there's no reason to be sad. And she goes, I can't even have an emotion. And he's like, no, you can't. You can't cry about something like this. I'm like, but you promised her a kid and now you're saying no kid. I think she's allowed to cry about that, actually.
Yeah. So Brittany is like, I just don't even feel like I know him right now. I mean, he's just blindsiding me. I'm a great mom. I'm a great wife. And it almost feels like I've done something wrong. And I know I haven't. So it fucking sucks. You have done something wrong. You've married Jax. Like, how many times do you need to be told? Can you not hear me through this television screen that I'm screaming into you every single week? I've been screaming at you for a decade. Can you not hear me?
Please. And he's like,
I'm just like banging on the glass. Listen to me. Do I need to get Koopa Troopa wigged for you to listen to me?
You're like at the end of The Graduate. Diane. So Jax is like, I'm just always scared. Like, you know, like, what if something's going to happen? Like, what if? She's like, but we have to be in this together. He goes, I understand that. But like, I have to work 3 days a week for 4 hours. Maybe 2 hours, really. And my job considers me, you know, like my job, I need to leave the house for my job. Yours doesn't. And she's like, what? The bar is supposed to be both of us. We're both going to leave the house, okay? Yeah, what about my
I was the one who suggested we get chairs in that bar. If I didn't say chairs, nobody would be sitting down, okay?
It would truly be standing room only. So he's like, yeah, but like, you're going to the bar 6 or 7 months pregnant? It's like, shit. It is possible, Jax. I know this is a wild notion, but women who are pregnant are able to leave the house.
I'm so surprised that he's not getting her pregnant on purpose. So he has an excuse to be like, you know, can't come. You're pregnant. You can't go to a bar. There's no babies allowed in bars.
But it's inside of me.
Still a baby.
So he has this such an antiquated, like, I mean, Jack's logic makes no sense. And I feel actually genuinely bad for Brittany here because, like, I feel bad as she is realizing another layer of the piece of shit that she married.
You know, I was saying it last week, and I really do feel it every week when I watch a show. And look, I know we make fun of Brittany like crazy on this show, and we are kind of heartless with it because it really just is over the top. Like, I get it. But I do feel for Brittany because Brittany seems like a somewhat likable person, you know, and she seems somewhat real in all of this and like feeling what she's really feeling on TV. She just makes such boneheaded decisions, and she married one. Yeah, and it's I can't. There's just only so much you can do before you have to say enough, you know, yeah. Like I can't answer your calls anymore. Like,
right. And he's listen. And Jax is like, I don't think Brittany sees the big picture the way I see it, which is hilarious that he would see any sort of big picture. And he's like, you know, she sees rainbows and butterflies and money grows on trees in the backyard. I'm like, I guarantee she's not seeing that. I think she's just trying to paste those on to what she sees, which is like smokestacks and coal and muck in the streets. She's like just trying to stamp a rainbow on there because this is a sad view that she has right now.
Yeah, and he's like, I mean, I just can't think of anything more overwhelming right now than bringing another child into this world. And, you know, Brittany doesn't see it. And do I keep on working on my marriage or do I just throw another kid in the mix when everything's already going to shit? I mean, it's not going to help our marriage, is it? Is it? It's going to make it worse. It's going to make it worse.
And so then he says, well, we need a plan. I'm a planner. Hilarious. I'm a planner. I'm sorry. It's just who I am. She goes, but you don't even do anything. I take care of everything. And which we've seen a million times this season with the kid. And he goes, oh, that's a slap in the face right there. As if he hasn't just been telling her this entire argument that he's the one who takes care of everything. So then she's like, but I take care of everything. And she's like,
he's the only one whose job that's important. He's the only one that like, he's such an asshole.
She's the only one really like as we've seen, like she's the only one who's really tending to that kid. He just barks at her.
When the cameras are on, he says, be quiet around the kid so we can listen. That's all he does. Everything else we've seen for the kid, she is done. Literally. Yeah. We've barely even seen him look at the kid.
Yeah.
Actually.
So now she's backpedaling.
You know that it's true that she does everything, but now that's his trigger. So he's like, how dare you accuse me of doing nothing? You think that house built itself? You didn't pay for that house. Who the fuck are you kidding? And I love that she told him, well, we paid the same amount of money for that house. So that was great. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. Totally, totally deflated this image that he's trying to do. And he's like, oh. So he gets up from the table and walks past the camera crew into the other part of their suite. And that's the end of the episode.
Oh, I thought he left. I thought he left the room.
Oh, he may have.
I was maybe like, this is very convenient.
You know, he did leave.
Starts a fight on date night in West Hollywood, his old stomping ground, where he can go call his boys and go fuck a bunch of TV fans.
That's a cursed ass hotel.
Jack sucks, but you know what? It is comforting that, I mean, things change in the world so fast, and it's so nice to have something consistent, even if it's just pure shit. The pure shit toxic human being, you know?
Yeah. I get it. All right. Well, that was a delight, by the way. Thanks everyone for listening. We still have Summer House coming up this week, and let me tell you, it's great. We'll catch you on the next episode.
My head is gonna pop right the fuck off for that.
If you guys think that we're activated today, wait until tomorrow. That's what I've got to say. Thanks, everyone, for being here. And we will catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches.
Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.